A Prayer to Renew Your Mind by Remy Roy. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2. What changes when we surrender our hearts to Jesus? Certainly not our outward appearance, our income, or the people in our families or at work. On the outside, we look the same. So what changes? The more we give in to the flesh, the more our lives stay the same. The more we yield to the Spirit, the more we begin to look like Christ. It is important to note that we cannot and do not change our ways first before we come to Christ. Hard as we try, we do not have the power to do that. And if God required that, no one would be saved. Paul, however, instructs us to renew our minds. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Paul knew that it takes a sincere desire to want to obey God, to resist the lure of the world. Hence, his admonition to not copy the ways of the world. The same temptations we experienced in the past will come our way as new creations in Jesus Christ. We will face the same hardships, deal with the same emotions and circumstances. What makes the difference is our sincere desire to please God. Our desire, fueled by God's grace and love, makes real change possible. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." But how do we carry out Paul's instruction to renew our minds in the practical sense? It's all in the Word. God's Word empowers us and enables us to go all the way in our pursuit of him. Our job is to study and apply the Word. It is our weapon against everything that comes against us, whether sickness, fear, or evil thoughts. God's Word is the standard by which we measure our lives and conform to his will. Let's pray. Lord, help us to study and apply your Word to our lives each day. Help us make this a discipline of the mind and heart, empowered by your Spirit, transforming us each day more and more into your likeness. Help us have self-awareness of when we're falling into temptation and turn quickly back to you. Thank you for your tender mercy and love ever leading us onward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.